We're here with John from New Hope International Church. He's going to share a little bit about his testimony and how he became a Christian. So, John, why don't you tell us about what your life was like before you became a Christian?
Okay, sure, Brennan. So I was born here in Washington State and grew up in a non-Christian home. My dad was a construction worker, and I was raised under a lot of alcohol abuse. My dad, of course, had a temper, and he'd come home drunk from time to time, and my parents would argue and fight, and this is what me, my two brothers, and my sister grew up under. Fighting and arguing. And so I took on all that from my dad. And as we got older, I would treat my brothers bad, beat up on them. I just didn't have any peace in my heart growing up. My dad was a good provider. We always had everything that we needed, but I didn't have a relationship with him. And it's one thing that I really lacked, you know, to be loved by a father.
Right.
And so my mom, she would take us to church from time to time also. And I believed the things that I was taught. But when I was 13, I ended up just telling my mom, I don't want to go back again. I had enough of it. It was boring to me. There was just no life there. And I was just seeking after things to make me happy, bring some kind of peace into my life. And I had no respect for my parents, very rebellious, got into drugs a little bit, things like this, just kind of the norm,
right.
And would yell at my mom all the time. And that's pretty much the way I was.
Wow. Yeah. Why don't you describe your conversion to Christianity, how you became to know Jesus?
Okay. Yeah. I was 17 years old, and again, still just not happy. Didn't like school. Didn't like high school. I let my friends know that I was looking for a job, and they told me that there was a guy in Issaquah who had a machine shop and was looking for help. So my friend and I went down there. And we met this guy named Steve. He was big guy, like 350 pounds. And he came out and interviewed us. And a couple days later, he called me back. He said, I want to hire you. So I went down there and started working for him. After about 3 days, he came up to me. And he goes, John, do you believe in the Bible? And I said, yeah. He goes, do you believe in God? I said, well, yeah. And he says, do you believe in Jesus? And I said, I started getting nervous.
Right.
Because no one had ever asked me questions like this before. And I said, yeah, I do. And he said, come here, I want to talk to you. So we sat down, and for the next little bit, he began to tell me how Jesus stands at the door of your heart and knocks. And he said, if any man opens up that door and invites him to come in, that he will come into your life. And he said, the Bible says that you'll become a new person, a new creation.
Right.
And I believed what he was saying was true, because as he was talking to me, I thought back on my life, and I knew that I had made a mess of my life. And I needed God. I needed Jesus to make me a new person. And so I confessed my sins to him and repented. And we prayed together, and I asked Jesus to come into my life, and I went home. Huh. Yeah, the next day I woke up and looked at myself. I looked the same, and I was wondering what he meant when he said I would be a new person. And a couple weeks later, I was in the kitchen. My mom came up to me. She says, Johnny, why don't you yell at me anymore? I said, Mom, have you ever asked Jesus in your life? And she said, no. I said, well, that's what I did. And she turned and kind of walked away. And from that time on, I really noticed that my life changed. I got a hunger to read the Word of God. And I began praying every day and just reading. And the more I read, the more I wanted to read the Bible.
Wow.
And learn what God's Word had to say. My boss said, I'd like to take you to church. A few months had gone by,
right.
He said, I'd like to take you to church with me. And I said, okay. He goes, now, this church is a little bit probably different than what you're used to, because I used to go to Protestant churches, Lutheran, Methodist. And he says, when they sing during praise and worship, they raise their hands, and it's very lively. And I said, okay. And people might also want to come up and give you a hug, too. And I said, well, if any man comes up and gives me a hug, I might get upset about that. He goes, okay, that's fine. And we were there. I started meeting people. And this one youth pastor came up, and he says his name is Earl. He gave me a big hug. But when he hugged me, I just felt so much love that I wanted more.
Wow.
And I had never experienced that. And I could see that Jesus was in their lives like he was in my life.
Wow.
And it was such a new experience to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what has your life been like since then, walking with God?
It's really been an adventure. It's been amazing. Walking with Jesus every day is something that can surprise me, can just overwhelm me. He is so faithful. Mm-hmm. God has been so faithful in my life. I continue to go to the church, and there was a man there named Steve, who used to travel around the world with the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship International, and he asked me to travel with him. We ended up going to about 30 countries together, and he would get up, share testimony, and then I would share my testimony, and we'd pray for people who wanted to surrender their life to Jesus, pray and lay hands on them, and who wanted to be filled with the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. And that was my Bible school. So we did that for about a year and a half, and then that put a real desire in my heart to continue to share the gospel in third world countries.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1993, I had gotten married. We had a couple children, and we moved our family to the Philippines. We were there for 8 years. I learned the language. I worked with tribes. My wife worked with the deaf and hearing impaired. And we ended up starting 5 churches.
That's great.
The works are still going on today, and we stay in communication with them. We went other places to do mission work. Like in Mexico, we were there for about 9 months. Sharing the gospel. Our children now have been to other countries, in Bali and Peru. And ever since that day that Jesus came into my life, not only was my life transformed, but then my mom received the Lord, my brothers, my sister, our whole family converted to Christ and surrendered to his lordship.
Wow, that's great.
After we were in the Philippines, my parents would visit us every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on one of those trips, my dad also surrendered his life to the Lord.
That's great.
And he has been faithfully walking with Jesus ever since that time.
Wow.
Yeah. So I really thank God for his grace that came into my life. Without it, I would have just still been walking down that dark path, not knowing where I was going. But now I have peace, the love in my heart, and walking in the light. I thank God for that. 2 years ago, I wanted to add that I asked a friend about a church in the area where we could go, because we had gotten back from Mexico. We hadn't found a church. And he said, I heard about this place called New Hope International. I don't know where it is, but you remember Margie and Earl? And I said, yeah, I remember them. They used to go to the church 35 years ago that I went to when I first became a Christian. So I called them and talked to Margie, and she told me about New Hope. And we came here that very first Sunday after we talked. And after the service was finished, we knew that this was a place that God had called us to be. So it's been amazing. We've built some great relationships here with brothers and sisters, and we're looking forward to all that the Lord has for us in the future together with New Hope.
Thank you so much for sharing your testimony with us. It's going to be a blessing to many people. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks, Brian.
Thanks.
So we would like to hear a great testimony of how God is our healer. He is wonderful. The Bible says that God is Jehovah Rapha. He is our healer. So we would like to hear a testimony from a brother from Arizona, and he will talk in Thai. I will translate into English. So, Em, could you please go ahead?
Yes.ผมมีโรคประจำตัวนะครับ
I have a sickness that I live with I have suffered from it for all of my life
ครับเป็นโรคหอบหืดครับเป็นพวก energy ครับ
I have allergy problem and it's pretty bad to be asthma could not breathe
มาจากเมืองไทยได้ประมาณ2เดือน
I came from Thailand to Arizona about 2 months after I arrived here
ครับก็เกิดโรคนี้ขึ้นครับก็จะเป็นโรคประจำตัวทุกปีครับ
This is something happened to me every year the asthma and 2 months after I moved to the US I was infected by asthmatic attack I just start to have breathing problem
ครับทีนี้อากาศเปลี่ยนมาอยู่แล้วอากาศเปลี่ยนเย็นมันก็จะเป็นหอบอ่ะครับ
So when the weather was changed it becameThe weather in Arizona became cooler. The asthmatic attack came on me.
ก็เป็นหอบทีนี้ยาก็ไม่มีครับไม่มีรักษาไม่มีอะไรรักษาครับ
So because I came here, I did not have any medication. I did not know any doctor. I did not know any hospital. It's very difficult for me.
ครับทีนี้ก็พอดีพี่รู้จักพี่เขาครับพี่เขาก็เลยแนะนำให้อธิษฐานกับพระเจ้า
I got to know one Christian sister inmy workplace and she suggests that I pray to the Lord and ask Jesus to heal me
ครับแล้วผมก็ลองอธิษฐานดูโดยที่ไม่คาดฝันนะครับว่ามันจะได้ผล
so I pray and ask God to heal me even though I was not sure that this gonna work
ครับแล้วก็มันได้ผลครับ
and it worked
เหมือนเป็นเหมือนหมอแล้วก็เป็นสิ่งมหัศจรรย์นะครับที่ว่าผมเป็นแล้วยังไงผมต้องไม่หายครับ
I know that my asthmatic problem is not curable and I have lived with it for a long time but this is a miracle to me that God is my doctor
ครับแต่พระเจ้าช่วยผมให้หายได้ครับ
And God help me He heal me Amen Thank you. So you accepted Jesus into your heart. รับเชื่อพระเยซูแล้วใช่ไหมครับ
ได้ประมาณเดือนนึงครับ
So I accepted Jesus about 1 month ago. Praise God. Let's give hand to the Lord. Thank you so much. ขอบคุณครับ
สวัสดีค
่
ะ
Hi everybody. I'm Pastor Varun. I would like to bring you the good news of the testimony of how God is so good and He is the healer.I would like to ask Khun Pao, she is a Thai woman who received supernatural grace of God in her life and she would like to give testimony of how God performed a miracle in her life and she's going to speak in Thai and I will translate into English for all of you to understand this wonderful miracle. Please go ahead.
พี่แป๋วสวัสดีนะคะอีกครั้งหนึ่งนะคะพี่แป๋วคนไทยนะคะแบบเงี้ยเราเป็นโรคนะคะ
My name is Pao I am a Thai woman and I was sick
ตอนนี้รักหายแล้วค่ะเพราะว่า
I have been healed I have been healthy now
เพราะว่าเป็นเดี๋ยวพี่น้องจะไม่ทราบว่าเป็นโรคอะไรเป็นมะเร็งที่ลำไส้ใหญ่นะคะ
I would like to tell you that I was afflicted by colon cancer
แล้วคุณหมอบอกว่าอยู่ได้แค่6เดือนนะคะ
And my doctor told me that I could live only for 6 months
แต่ปัจจุบันนี้พระเจ้ารักษานะคะ
But God has already healed me
ได้หายแล้วค่ะ5ปีแล้วค่ะ
I was healed 5 years ago
ค่ะ
How did it happen เป็นพระเจ้ารักษายังไงครับ
พระเจ้ารักษาเป็นมะเร็งอะค่ะแล้วพระเจ้ารักษาแบบ ดูแลรักษาแล้วก็ไปหาหมอด้วยค่ะแบบนี้ค่ะ
So I went to see doctor and the doctor said that I have a stage 4 cancer colon cancer so I tried to seek medical treatment were you Christian at that time เป็นคริสเตียนหรือเปล่าตอนนั้น
ตอนนั้นไม่ได้เป็นคริสเตียนค่ะเพราะว่ามีเด็กที่โบสถ์นี่ค่ะเป็นล่ามค่ะ
She said that she was not a Christian when the diagnosis of colon cancer was given to her but she met a lady whowas her interpreter when she was meeting with the doctor to interpret from Thai into English
แล้วเสร็จแล้วก็ไปหาหมอนะฮะหมอเขาก็อุต้ามาก็บอกว่าเป็นมะเร็งที่ลำไส้และอยู่เสียใจไหมคะเขาถามอย่างนี้
The doctor got some study X-ray ultrasound and told me that I had a stage 4 colon cancer Are you sad to hear this story? That's what the doctor asked her
แล้วเสร็จแล้วน้องคนนี้เขาก็ชวนมาโบสถ์นะคะก็ถามว่าเชื่อพระเจ้าไหมเขาพระเจ้าเขาว่าอย่างนี้ค่ะ
This interpreter a young lady asked me do you believe in God why don't you come to church with me and get to know God
แล้วเสร็จแล้วพี่ก็มานะฮะมาที่โบสถ์แล้วมาให้อาจารย์วรุณกับพัตเตอร์แซมวางมือพอเสร็จแล้วก็วางมือวันนั้นน่ะนะฮะในร่างกายเราเนี่ยมันก็สั่นแบบเนี้ยเหมือนมีพระเจ้ารักษา
So I decided to come to New Hope International Church and the pastor lay hand on me I felt some movement or shaking in my body
when ใช่ๆๆ
the pastor lay hand on me
แล้วเสร็จแล้วเปาก็ไปหาหมอด้วยแล้วก็มาโบสถ์นะคะพอเสร็จแล้วประมาณสัก3เดือน3เดือนฝ่าเนี่ยค่ะพอเสร็จแล้วก็คิดว่าคงจะแย่แล้วอ่ะคงชีวิตไม่รอดแล้วอะไรเงี้ยนะคะคิดว่า
So I still go to church every Sunday and went to see doctor on appointments and I was thinking that how I going to survive the 3 months have gone byAnd I wonder, I gonna survive or not?
ใช่แล้วเสร็จแล้วก็ไปหาหมอทุกอาทิตย์น่ะนะฮะไปทุกวันไปให้คีโมให้อะไรตลอดพอถึง3เดือนเนี่ย3เดือนเนี่ยก็คิดว่าคงจะไม่ดีขึ้นพอเสร็จแล้วก็ครั้งสุดท้ายเลยนะฮะนี่มันพอเลยมาอีกพักนึงเปาก็ไปเข้าอุโมงค์อ่ะฮะพอเสร็จแล้วคุณหมอบอกว่าเปาไม่เป็นอะไรแล้วทุกวันนี้เปาก็ดีขึ้นแล้วสวยขึ้น
She said that she received chemotherapyAnd after the end of the 3 months, she got a special X-ray in maybe CAT scan or something. And the doctor was surprised because all the tumor cancer cell in her body was gone, which is a miracle because stage 4 cancer, colon cancer, cannot be cured by just chemotherapy.
คุณหมอที่คีโมเป๋านะฮะเขายังไม่เชื่อเลยว่าเป๋าหาย
The doctor who gave her chemotherapyDid not believe that she was totally healed by just the medical treatment. He was surprised, big surprise.
เขาดีใจกันใหญ่แล้วฮะเขากอดเป๋าใหญ่เลยไปที่โรงพยาบาล
So the doctor, the nurses hugged me and were very happy and excited about the outcome of the X-ray that she got totally healed.
แต่เป๋าบอกว่าได้เลยว่าพระเจ้ารักษาเป๋าอยู
่ But I want to proclaim that God is the one who healed me.
ใช่ทุกวันนี้พระเจ้ารักษาพี่น้องจงเชื่อนะคะว่ามีจริงพระเจ้ามีจริง
I would like to encourage you that God is real and God is the great healer
ค่ะขอบคุณพี่น้องนะคะขอให้เชื่อนะคะว่าพระเจ้าเนี่ยรักษาและดูแลเราตลอดคนที่อยู่ต่างประเทศนั่นนะคะ
Thank you very much for listening and I want to tell you God take care of all of us when we believe in him follow him and he isThe healer. Thank you so much.
จ้าขอบคุณค่ะแล้วก็เดี๋ยวก็พูดอีกคำหนึ่งนะทุกสิ่งทุกอย่างในพระเจ้าจะให้หมดนะคะถ้าคุณแบบคล้ายๆว่าเชื่อแล้วก็มั่นใจท่านจะให้หมดทั้งเงินทั้งทองทั้งความรักอะไรหมดเลยทุกอย่าง
If you have faith in Him, God is a provider. He will give you love. He will provide financial need for you. He will take care of you. God is so good.
ค่ะขอบคุณคุณหมอค่ะ
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you ครับ
I'm here with Stan Lander. Stan lives and works in Seattle for Christian radio station Spirit 105.3. Stan also recently experienced the healing power of God in a very powerful way. You were diagnosed with a brain tumor. What sort of symptoms did you have from that brain tumor?
Well, it started this past summer, back in August. One evening, I found myself unable to speak for about 10-15 minutes, and I was unstable on my feet. And then I was with my wife, and she's an international flight attendant, and so she did the basic diagnostics and to see if I had a stroke, but she seemed to feel like, you know, it wasn't a stroke, so I was fine after a couple minutes, and we just left at that. I thought maybe it was a reaction to a medication. And then I had a similar seizure, as I refer to it now, about 6 weeks later, where I just started slurring my speech. So I went to the doctor the next day, and the doctor there said he thought it was a TIA, a minor stroke, but to see my general practitioner as soon as possible, which I did, and had an MRI. And the next day I get a call that I needed to come in right away, and that they wanted to talk to me. So they found out there that indeed I had had a brain tumor. So this just all happened in a matter of, you know, a couple days at that point.
So you had this MRI scheduled. When you got the MRI, what did it show?
It showed that, in fact, I did have a brain tumor. And so then that started a, you know, a series of different diagnostics over the course of the next month. Spinal taps, EEGs, EKGs, ultrasounds, additional MRIs and blood tests. So, and then at the end of that, I had an appointment with my neurosurgeon, and you know, he said, we've come to the conclusion, negating all these other potential conditions, that it's very likely that you have a very serious condition of cancer called CNS lymphoma, which is central nervous system lymphoma. So I said, okay, well, tell me what the prognosis is. He hesitated, and I pressed him, and he said, well, you know, we'll have to do a biopsy, and then, you know, the treatment will be very matter-of-factly, radiation and chemotherapy, and what's the prognosis? And I pressed him again, and he said reluctantly, well, you're looking at a year or two at best. He says, but it comes back to get you eventually. So we walked out of there just like hit by a truck.
I have a picture of the MRI if you want to look at it.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, that's really helpful.
There's, I mean, really just white mass there right in the center of the brain. From many different shots, you can still see white mass just right there deep in the brain. So after that prognosis from your doctor of 1 to 2 years and not much you could do about it, where did you go from there?
On the way out from that appointment, my wife made me aware that when the doctor gave me this reality check, that he couldn't even look at me in the eye. I'd never done this before, but I couldn't put my faith in that kind of doctor. So we left there and we talked to a friend of ours who is a nurse in neurosurgery, and she said, yeah, you've got to be careful doing a biopsy. We refer to that as prime real estate. And this is, you know, not something that you want to go into haphazardly. So decided right on the spot after that appointment, we want to get a second opinion and we want to find another doctor. So we had heard about Dr. Lau, a friend of ours from a home group, had had him do surgery on her and had raved about him. And my wife was doing some research and had a couple other people speak highly, you know, very well recognized surgeon in the area and a man of faith. So we made an appointment to visit with him about a week later. And you know, I was given no hope previous to that, but we met with Dr. Lau. We were his last appointment of the day, and he had just come in from out of town, and here it was 7 o'clock at night, but we met with him, and he said, let's wait a couple weeks and then come back, and let's just see if this thing hasn't grown. And the amazing thing was he said, you know, would you mind if I prayed for you? And both of my wife and I were just, would we mind? I mean, we were hoping, you know, that he would pray for us. And he prayed. It was so marvelous. He prayed miracles. And it was just such a departure, you know, and a radical, you know, just in opposition of what the first doctor presented to us. No. And so we walked out of there with with hope. We were encouraged. And I said, you know, I just really felt like, okay, now this is where we need to be. So, yeah, that's how we left that. Yeah, so then over the next couple of weeks, we had people praying for us. And then we, in fact, we were watching TV, funny enough. Well, before I get to that, went to a church that was known to, you know, believe strongly in the healing power of God.
Yeah.
And I did have a gentleman there, one of the leaders that I've known, went up for prayer that morning. And it was interesting because he asked me, he said, is there anything that you feel, you know, you've held against yourself? He said, I usually don't ask this question. And right away, I knew what he was referring to. Mm-hmm. And it was basically a decision that I'd made years ago. And so there was an element of forgiveness. And I, you know, I walked away from there also with, okay, God's now, you know, we're moving forward here.
Yeah.
And just felt just a sense of optimism starting to emerge in my spirit. So then we met with Dr. Lau, and we'd had people praying for me during that time. Again, I didn't share this with a lot of people, but people that I knew were committed prayer warriors. And so then we met with Dr. Lau, and, oh, I know, yes, I do want to read a, we're watching the 700 Club.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, and we don't watch it regularly, but we're watching it because I know that sometimes I'll give words of knowledge. After meeting with Dr. Lau, we went to his church, and that day he prayed for me. That was the first thing, and he had prayed for me, and again, he prayed, you know, miracles, miracles, and I was completely touched that morning. It's funny because I remember that day electricity was out at the church, but the power of God was so apparent. It was an exciting morning for me, and I walked out of there again just believing that I had been healed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just like, okay, God, you're, and my faith is growing throughout. My wife's faith is growing. But then a few days after that is when we're watching the 700 Club.
Okay.
And the gal that's a co-host, these were the words. And I'd watched the show a couple times over the years, but I'd never heard her refer to any brain tumor,
mm-hmm.
other conditions. And she said, someone out there has been diagnosed with a brain tumor. It's not a question whether or not you have it. It's there. You question whether God can heal such a thing. Today, God is setting you free. He's totally healing that tumor. It'll just disappear.
Wow. That's remarkable.
So then a couple days later, we had our appointment with Dr. Lau. And we went in there. And I've got to say that I expected it to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I did was, Dr. Lau told me to, you know, declare healing over your body. And I did that, and I spoke to my body, declared verses over my body. And one of those verses was Mark 11:24, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you've received them, they shall be granted you. And I'd never done this before, but I pictured Jesus taking away that tumor.
Wow.
And seeing that tumor turn from that white sphere to a dark, you know, just how a normal brain should look.
Right.
So then a couple days later, we had the appointment with Dr. Lau, and he comes in, he says, I just saw your MRI, and it's amazing. He says, it's completely disappeared. There's just a black hole there. So we were, you're anticipating this because of eyes of faith, but at the same time, when you hear those words, we were just overwhelmed. I cannot express the joy that just emanated in us.
I can't imagine.
Well, here you've received what, you know, is basically a death sentence.
Yeah.
And then now God's goodness, you're just overjoyed.
Wow.
With the expression of his love.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we walked out to the car just filled with tears of joy. And we got in the car and, you know, we made our phone calls to friends and family to let them know the good news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was just a remarkable story.
I saw your MRI pictures. I have the after pictures here. Here we see the before, obviously, a large dark mass there. And the after pictures, it's completely gone.
Is that remarkable?
This is less than 3 weeks later.
From the first MRI? Well, from the first MRI, probably about 6 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
A month and a half. This mass just completely is gone.
Yeah,
it's just empty space.
Just the healing power of God. I mean,
it's incredible.
Yeah. People ask me, they'll say, well, you know, what did you do? You know, what did I do? You know, I give, you know, God a mustard seed is how I look at it.
Yeah.
You know, I did maybe 1%, but God did the 99% plus. You know, yeah, I didn't take ownership of it, and I prayed, you know, but at the same time, you know, the question you know, because you're just in awe of God's love. It's like, okay, now what does he have for us? He's allowing me to continue on planet Earth, and you know, obviously that just builds your hope and optimism for the purposes of God in my life and in our lives.
So the tumor completely disappeared. I've seen your MRI pictures. I have them right here. We see those before pictures. It's pretty clearly a white mass there. In multiple shots, multiple angles, deep down in your brain, and then less than 6 weeks later, the MRI pictures show it completely gone. Just empty space where it used to be. Completely
just
disappeared.
Just disappeared.
Just the healing power of God.
Yeah. And I'd ask Dr. Lau, you know, how often do you see this? And he said, rarely. Oh. Rarely. I mean, basically, you know, never.
Yeah.
So at that point, you're just, overwhelmed by God's love.
So I'm sure that people asked you, I mean, as a Christian, what can I do to have this kind of healing power? What did you do what would you recommend to people that are also looking for these miracles for healing?
The bottom line is that it's a sovereign act of God. And I'm no more spiritual than so many other people that I know that I would suspect are maybe even more deserving in some cases. So I offered God a mustard seed, I believe, and I tried to do what I could. But that said, I gave God 1% and he did the 99%. It was just all God, and I can't take any credit. And even all the people that prayed for me, I had serious prayer warriors surround me, pray for me. But other than that, you know, declared healing over my body. I never took ownership of it, but just believed in the power of God to heal me.
Wow.
But it ultimately, you're just humbled by it all.
Yeah.
So but I would just stand on the word of God. If God can heal me and why he chooses to heal some people and others, I don't have those answers. Oh. I'm just, totally in awe of what God did. It's wild.
Oh,
it's just so wild.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. Anything else you'd like to leave with people out there?
Well, I'm still processing, you know, digesting this whole experience. It's still very, very fresh. The only thing I would add that people that are contending for healing, that they don't give up on God, that as I learned, he not only loves me, loves you, loves the world, died for us, but he forgives us. Sometimes, you know, we realize he loves us. And I realized that I had to forgive myself in the process as well. And get right in a couple areas and deal with those things. And just that God wants a relationship with all of us. So if somebody's in need of a healing, just cry out to God. He is there. It says his arm's not too short, his ear's not too dull to hear your calls. So your voice. I know I did that over 30 years ago when I first received the Lord as my Lord and Savior, and he's there for you today. So if he can do it for me, he can do it for you, and I would encourage people to do that even now.
Thank you, Stan.
Yeah.
I really appreciate your time. Thanks for sharing your miraculous story.
Oh, my pleasure. You've heard about how God has miraculously healed me of this brain tumor. And before we close today, I'd like to give you the opportunity to receive the same all-powerful and all-loving God. Would you pray this simple prayer along with me? God, I know that you created me and that you know what's best for me. And this very day, God, I ask you to come into my life. Forgive me from all my sins, God. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And I ask you, God, to give me the abundant life that you talk about, an eternal life hereafter. Today, Lord, I choose you as my Lord and Savior, and I trust you, and I will trust you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.